Verse 35. And we said, Dwell you and your spouse in the garden, and eat therefrom freely as you two wish. But approach not this tree, lest you both become transgressors. Here God informs Adam that he and his wife are to reside in heaven. This is the point where another person appears on the scene, that person being referred to as Zauj. The word Zauj means pair, match, the like, and Zaujiat means like one another, similar. In Arabic, the word Zauj is used both for men and women, but the word Zaujeh is used in neither an accurate nor a pleasant way. Therefore, when the word Zauj is used, it can relate either to a man or a woman. But in this case, since Adam is masculine, the Zauj in question is Adam's wife, and idiomatically, therefore, female. The beautiful point in this verse is that God orders Adam to reside using the verb uskun, that originates from taskin, meaning settlement and comfort. Therefore, we gather from the Qur'an that the comfort of mankind is achieved by having recourse to partnership, companionship, zaujiat. As soon as his partner appears on the scene, God mentions calm and comfort for Adam. At the same time, we realize that in the Qur'anic view, obtaining a place to live is the responsibility of men, and in the Islamic economic system, a man has this obligation towards his wife. Following this, he said, And eat therefrom freely as you two wish, but approach not this tree, lest you both become transgressors. In Arabic, shajara generally refers to a plant that stands on its own base or trunk. If you eat from this tree, then you will harm yourselves. God had provided a pleasant environment for Adam and his wife, and tells them both to avail themselves of the bounties therein, but brings to their attention one object, a single tree that they must not use. It is of note here that Adam does not have priority over his wife regarding the use and benefits of these gifts. It is a matter of a partnership, for they are to have mutual use of them to eat and live together.